Welcome to Intersection Live, the tax and accounting profession's premier podcast source, provided by the CPA Technology Advisor at the intersection of technology and public accounting. The Intersection Live podcast series is brought to you by ADP Small Business Services, supporting the accountant community.
This is Darren Root, Executive Editor of the CPA Technology Advisor, and I'm here with another Who's Who in the accounting profession. Today I'm going to be talking with Glenn Keenan. Glenn is the President of XCM Solutions, a fantastic company that's been around the profession for a while. So welcome today, Glenn.
Hey, Darren. Thank you, and thanks for having me today.
Hey, how's the weather out in the Boston area today?
It's cold again. It was 32 degrees when I hopped in my car this morning, so we had a glimmer of spring, but it was very quick to depart us.
Yeah, same here in southern Indiana. So Glenn, some really exciting things going on with XCM. I actually saw you last week in New York at the New York Trade Show, and we had some chances to talk, but I'd like for our listeners to kind of know what's going on with XCM. So if you don't mind, if you just give our listeners a brief overview of XCM and kind of, what you guys do and where it's come from, then we'll talk about everything else.
All right, great. We've got some real exciting things that have been going on the last couple of years and even more exciting things that are coming out. Just real quickly for those folks that aren't familiar with XCM yet, it's a workflow solution that was developed out of the CPA profession. I'm an auditor by trade, and I joke sometimes that I'm a recovering CPA because, like many things, once it's in the system, it's very difficult to ever leave it. I spent the better half of my life, the first 10 years of my professional career at Deloitte and Touche, what was then Deloitte and Touche in the Boston office, on the audit side, focusing on risk and controls and all the things that make the profession what it is. And probably about 8 years ago, maybe even more than that now, I was introduced to a tax professional by the name of Mark Albrecht, who's my partner and CEO of the company, who built a firm from nothing into a regional firm up in the Boston area, who had this crazy vision of what the technology progressive firm of the future might look like. And all of a sudden, we started working together, creating and trying to build out his vision a little bit of how to make CPA firms a lot more efficient. And that's really what it always comes back to, is how do we save time each and every day, because our most precious resources, tax and accounting professionals, is exactly that, is time. So how do we take advantage of technology and process and make firms efficient, which is what ultimately grew into our workflow product, XCM Workflow.
Yeah, and Glenn, you guys have been around for a number of years, but when did you guys start XCM?
This is the third generation of the product, so it was originally built as a tool for moving some work around back in 2002, and the latest generation was built in a .NET platform using a lot of the new technology in 2006 and 2007, and we've got hundreds of firms around the country using it, from the sole practitioner that has a couple of per diems and temporary staff during busy season to top 100 firms, top 20 firms in the country using the application.
Well, I mean, it's hard to think of 2002 as the pioneer days, but you are probably one of the pioneers of workflow solutions. I can't remember a lot of solutions before you that really had such an impact on the profession.
No, it really didn't exist, and what we find is that most of what we're doing is about education. Historically, when people talk about workflow, they have a preconceived notion of the tracking system, whether it be a spiral notebook that says Darren dropped off his tax return on Tuesday at 10 o'clock, to an Excel spreadsheet, to an Access database, to one of the due date tracking and monitoring tools that are out there. And that's a piece of it. That's a component of workflow that has to do with the compliance element. It's in, it's out, it's extended. But workflow is much more than that. It's much more about the unstructured data, which is growing by leaps and bounds. If you look at your own practice and a lot of the practices that are out there, there is so much information. And it's not just the data files, the W-2s, the 1099s, depreciation calcs, bookkeeping files. It's all that unstructured data about your clients that needs a home, that used to have a home in a paper world. But as people become more technology progressive, you need to find a new home for that, and you need to do it more efficiently.
Yeah, I think it's a great point. You know, I look back at my career, and I also started at Deloitte, but you know, look at, you know, the 90s, even when I, you know, started running my own practice in the 90s, you know, it was all about hardware changing on a regular basis for us. You know, I was constantly buying new equipment. And in the 2000s, it seemed like, you know, all the software vendors were consolidating and building suites and trying to get that right. You know, and I think, you know, I look at the 2010s, you know, we've got great hardware. We've got some great products out there. It's going to be all about workflow. Because at this point, we have to be efficient and effective, and that's really all about workflow at this point, don't you think?
Absolutely. The not to minimize it, but the old ways of throwing bodies at it just doesn't work anymore. You know, we've had a luxury where it's a great profession, and you could find people that could do the work, and that luxury just doesn't exist anymore because we don't have enough people, and frankly, the salaries, it's just not possible to throw manpower at everything. We need to work smarter. Which is difficult for those that don't understand Boston. That was S-M-A-R-T-E-R to work a little smarter out there.
Absolutely. Well, Glenn, I know that when you and I met, probably just a little bit over a year ago, you were talking to me about XCM Essentials, which was a different package than your traditional XCM product. Tell us a little bit about XCM Essentials.
Yeah. When people think about workflow, there's been a historic, and we were culprits way back in the early days too, that workflow was built for the big company. And when I say the big company, the medium to large size firm, 15, 20, you know, to top 100 firms, because the pain is a lot louder at those firms, because a tax return, because a bookkeeping project, because an audit is touching so many different individuals, the need for workflow was exaggerated. What we found out from our clients and by building the application is that workflow is just as important, if not more important, for the sole proprietor, for the three-person CPA firm, for the tax and accounting shop. You've got the same compliance issues, and a lot of times you've got the same exact needs. It might just be happening with four people instead of 40 people. So what we did is we customized our application to really look at the specific needs of the smaller practice, the 1 to 10 person practice, which makes up a large percentage of the industry, of the profession, and then really kind of scaled the application to meet those specific needs. And we rolled that out last year with tremendous success because what it's allowing those firms to do is really make it a turnkey operation. Firms around the country all operate very similarly. Whether I'm in Boston or Indiana or San Francisco or Houston, the way that we manage the practice, the way that we deal with our clients, the way that we communicate is very comparable. So we've solved the problem for everybody and then rolled it out in that 1 to 10 person package.
You know, you're like me. You're all over the country. You're doing trade shows and presentations, and I'm doing the same sort of thing. And, boy, what you say is absolutely true. The accountants and the practitioners in L.A. are not really any different than the ones in Boston and everybody in between. Now, some are just a little bit more on the cutting edge, but, you know, by and large, we all do roughly the same thing, or really pretty closely the same thing, and we do a lot of it the same way. Some practitioners just figure it out a little bit better than others, and that's really the ones that shine, don't you think?
Absolutely. The ones that are looking for how can I do this better, how can I do this more efficiently, those are the firms that are most successful out there. The ones that are most profitable out there are the ones that are looking to say, how can I squeeze another 20 minutes out of the day, another hour out of the day, because that turns into billable hours and
absolutely
profits.
So the last thing I really want to talk to you about today, Glenn, is I believe it was probably in the last few weeks maybe, you guys had a big announcement, a relationship with the CPA to Biz, the arm of the AICPA. Can you kind of tell us about that?
Yeah, we've had some other partnerships with some of the software providers out there over the last number of years, which have been great and continuing a development. But I'll tell you, I am truly thrilled for this new relationship we just built with the AICPA and the subsidiary CPA to Biz, where we have become their workflow solution. What that means for us in the profession is most of the firms, the practitioners out there, look at the AICPA to educate them on both technology from a practical standpoint and from a pure technology standpoint. How do I manage my office? How do I grow? How do I take care of the compliance elements that I need? So they will certainly help us educate the profession on why workflow is important and how to take advantage of it. And being selected as their workflow provider was a really big deal for us. And it was just last Tuesday that we announced that out to the public.
Well, I think it's a great relationship. You know, Eric Askerson with the CPA to Biz, the president, you know, I see some really great leadership coming from him. And they're doing a lot of really neat things with great vendors and consolidating some of those underneath the CPA to Biz marketing arm. So some exciting things I think that are going to continue to come out of them and also with your relationship with them. So I think that's a great thing coming up. So Glenn, what else do our listeners need to know about XCM today?
I mean, the most important thing about XCM and workflow is not to get too cliche, is just do it. You've got to get out there and start when you start thinking about the technology firm of the future. Where in a historic, paper-driven practice, workflow is a nice-to-have. It's going to be efficient, but it really becomes important for firms to grow, for firms to survive with all of the compliance needs, with the demands put on them by their peers, their clients. It's really all about looking inward for at least part of your day and not just outward to your clients. And that's hard to do because we always put our clients first. So,
sure.
We're real excited about the future, a lot of the integration and the development that's coming out. And probably the most important thing that I see is working with our clients every day. We've had a 98% retention rate with those folks, which tells us we're doing something right. And that's where I get most of the satisfaction out of the day, is when you talk to those firms and see how you help them on a daily basis.
You know, I think maybe the single most important app to a firm, small or large, today is potentially the workflow solution. You know, we take for granted, you know, that our car starts, and I take for granted that my tax software works. That's a given. You know, today I think that workflow solutions are maybe the single most important thing that a firm can be looking at and really getting their hands around.
Yeah, I think when we look back on this in a couple of years, it's going to be that cliche of how did I live without it? You know, I went into your office today and said, Darren, you know what? We're going to pull out Outlook and you're not going to use email anymore. We're going to go back to the fax machine and your Franklin Planner. You wouldn't know how to run your day. And I think that's what we're going to see. It's a paradigm shift that this is how you do your job now.
Yeah, I agree. So, Glenn, tell us, if a listener wants to find out a little bit more about XCM, what's the best way to do that?
The best way to contact us is go to www.xcmsolutions.com. And on the contact page, you can give us a call or send an email, and we'll get someone back to you right away. Or you can go up to www.cpatobiz.com and go to their trusted business advisors, and there'll be additional information up there to point you in the right direction.
Great. Well, Glenn, thanks so much for your time today. I really appreciate it. I know our listeners are going to appreciate it, and look forward to seeing you at a trade show probably fairly soon.
I think I'll probably see you in California or Las Vegas in the next couple of weeks.
I would agree. So, Glenn, have a great day.
Thanks, Darren. I look forward to seeing you. Bye now.
Bye-bye.
For more information about the CPA Technology Advisor's other podcast programs, webcasts, and our e-newsletter, visit www.cpatechadvisor.com. To ask questions or leave comments about our podcasts, call 800-456-0864, extension 2106, or tune in to future episodes where you're able to ask questions live via TalkShoe.com.